Parshas Miketz we read, where Pari has a dream, and he gathers all of the professional dream interpreters from across the land in an attempt to solve his mysterious dream. However, the Pasuk says, Ve'ein poiser oisim lepare. None of the so-called experts are able to interpret his dream. They're all given different versions of how to decipher his dream, but Pari isn't satisfied. He then summons Yosef from prison to interpret his dream. Pari was so fascinated, he was so impressed with Yosef's interpretation, he turns to his cabinet members and he tells them, Have you ever met such an amazing person? This man has the spirit of God within him. He then tells Yosef, Ein navam v'chacham kamoicha. I've never met someone that is so wise and understanding like you. And Pari goes on, and he appoints him as the viceroy of Mitzrayim. Ask the Beis Yisrael, why was Pari so blown away with Yosef's version of his dream? The other pundits gave similar interpretation to his. Where in Yosef's interpretation did he see so much chachma? And the Gerer Rebbe says something really profound. He says, Pari wasn't impressed with what Yosef said. He was impressed with what he didn't say. Every other so-called Egyptian dream interpretation expert, when called upon, immediately had an explanation and an interpretation for Pari's strange dream. However, when Pari presented Yosef with his dream, the first word out of his mouth was, Balodai, I don't know. Elekim yana shloim Pari. Dream interpretation? That's handled by Hashem. When Pari heard that, he was so amazed. He thought, I finally found someone that doesn't think he knows everything. So it wasn't Yosef's actual dream interpretation that impressed Pari. It was what he said immediately after Pari asked him to interpret his dream. Balodai, we can never be sure of anything. The only thing that is a certainty is Elekim yana. Hashem answers everyone's call. Yosef had experienced enough in his life to know that it's all orchestrated by Hashem. Later on in the Parsha, Yosef continues to demonstrate this same principle. He ascends the great heights and he becomes the second in command of Mitzrayim. He gets married and he has his first son, and he names him Menashe. And he says, Kenishani Elekim Esamali Vesbeis Abi. Hashem has made me forget all of my hardship and my father's entire household. On the surface, it's hard to understand Yosef's intent of giving this name. Yosef HaTzadik, this righteous individual, who when the wife of Potiphar tried to seduce him, he triumphed only because he drew strength from the image of his father. And now he's saying he has forgotten them all, and he's grateful for it? How is it possible to be so insensitive? And the Sefer HaKedah says that Yosef didn't mean to say, I've literally forgotten them. What he meant to say was, I've chosen to forget. I decided to forget the animosity and the conflict and the enmity. I have chosen to forget the fact that I was abandoned by my own brothers and thrown into a pit and sold into slavery and all the difficulties I experienced. By giving the name Menashe, Yosef was saying, I will look back on my childhood and choose to remember only the love and the affection and the good times I enjoyed. As I understand that all the hardship and the torment that I endured was all orchestrated by Hashem. And perhaps we find this idea in Hilchas Chanukah. When we say Berachas HaMazon during Chanukah, we include the tefillah of Al HaNisim. If someone forgot to say Al HaNisim, the halacha is they do not have to repeat benching. However, if they remember that they forgot to say Al HaNisim before they complete benching, they can make it up by saying a special HaRachman. HaRachman Hu Yaseh Lanu Nisim. Hashem, please do miracles for us, K'moy She'aseisa L'Avoseinu B'Yom Ahim. Just like you did for our ancestors in the past. And the question is, how can we formulate a tefillah where we ask for miracles? We have a principle, Ein Soim Chenal Anes. We're not supposed to ask Hashem to perform miracles for us. So the Shoel HaMeshev says something incredible. He says Chanukah has different rules. During the rest of the year, when Hashem runs the world naturally, we're not supposed to ask Hashem to reverse the laws of nature. We ask Him to help us in the standard natural way the world operates. However, during the days of Chanukah, the world operates on a system above nature. Usually when someone is impoverished, they don't become wealthy overnight. When a person is deathly ill, Rahmanat Zlan, it takes a long time until they become healthy again. If a child is struggling with Yiddishkeit, it can take months, if not years, to get them back on track. Not so on Chanukah. Chanukah is a time that's governed by miracles. And since this is the norm during these days, we are allowed to ask Hashem even for open miracles. And the question is, why is it only when we forget to say Al HaNisim do we ask for miracles in this special Rahman? when someone recites the standard text of Al-Anisim, there's no mention of asking for miracles. So what about the person that remembered to say Al-Anisim? They don't get miracles performed for them? Now, what's so an unbelievable answer? It's only when one forgets to say Al-Anisim, then they have to take the additional step and ask for miracles. However, when someone says Birchas Hamazon properly, it is unnecessary for them to ask Hashem for miracles. They will receive them automatically. Because Hanukkah is a time for miracles. Truly incredible. What seems impossible and unattainable all year long is within the realm of possibility on Hanukkah. So on Hanukkah, when you're sitting by the menorah and asking for the possible, don't forget to also ask for the impossible. Miracles happen on Hanukkah. When we have the faith to say Balade like Yosef HaTzadik and understand that we are not in control, and we say Elokim Yana, it's up to Hashem, then Hashem will perform miracles for us, even without us asking for them. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.